That is cool tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow, a warmer day with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s, partial sunshine. Then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by later on in the afternoon, Thursday evening, Thursday night. And some of the storms become severe with damaging wind gusts, the threat of hail, and the risk of tornadoes as well. Our weather app's going to come in very handy again. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A bill that would outlaw abortion in Alabama is getting a public hearing in the legislature. The House Health Committee will hold the public hearing Wednesday morning for the bill. If passed, the bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. The National Weather Service says an EF1 tornado with winds up to 95 miles per hour touched down in Troy on Sunday. No major injuries were reported. The National Weather Service says there were three tornadoes in Pike County on Sunday. And a death investigation is underway in Selma after a man's body was found behind an abandoned house. Police say the body was found in the 700 block of Lapsley Street. Police say the body was sent to forensics to determine the exact cause of death. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
From luxury truck to work truck, Ram trucks deliver a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. And right now, during our 2019 spring sales event, you can save up to $14,300 on all new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cabs in stock at Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They are designed to last and they are priced to move. If you're looking for premium comfort in the new benchmark for SUVs, look no further than the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The new Jeep Grand Cherokee is raising the bar in luxury and performance. You can find your freedom and save big during Jeep Freedom Days at Brubaker. For a limited time, lease a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $327 a month. Come test drive a Ram truck, 1500 Bighorn, or Jeep Grand Cherokee at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. Ram truck stock number R9093. Grand Cherokee 36-month lease requires first payment, tax, tag, title, and fees at signing. $12,000 per year mileage limit. All offers expire April 30th.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A devastating fire has swept through Notre Dame.
Smoke billowing from Notre Dame Cathedral could be seen across the city as the great spire of one of the world's most recognizable landmarks went up in flames.
Actress Lori Loughlin has pleaded not guilty to that college admission scandal. Last week, Loughlin and her husband were charged with an additional charge of conspiracy to commit money laundering on top of a mail fraud conspiracy charge.
Students say climbing the stairs of Fordham University's clock tower is a rite of passage. 22-year-old journalism major Sydney Monfries fell to her death.
The suspect in the string of arson fires at African-American churches has now been charged with hate crimes as well.
Thursday is when Congress and the public will get to see a redacted version of the Mueller report.
Alarming surge of the measles outbreak in this country. The CDC reporting 555 confirmed cases in 20 states.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, yes, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. A great place. If you have not been down there, you need to go. A wonderful place to go shopping and get all sorts of fun things. Anything from the Cuban sandwich to those peppers are just spectacular. I think I'm going to get a green pepper and a red pepper next time for for the steak for the weekend. Let's go back to Byron. Let's finish with Byron York. He's going to be talking about Nancy and OAC.
Quickly, yeah. Nancy Pelosi is overseas. She was in London and was asked about AOC yet again. Here is the response on that.
When we won this election, it wasn't in districts like mine or Alexandria's. However, and she's a wonderful member of Congress. I think all of our colleagues will attest. But those are districts that are solidly Democratic. This glass of water would win with a D next to its name in those districts.
Now, to be fair to her, she said that would be true for her district as well. But you're thinking this gets worse before it gets better, Byron.
Absolutely. I mean, do we need any more proof that Nancy Pelosi really does not like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is getting all this attention, really sucking up a lot of the oxygen around the Democratic Party in the House? And, by the way, with Ocasio-Cortez and her rather small group of compatriots, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, they're really vowing not to back down to the authority figures, both in their party and in Congress as a whole. I think you have to say this probably is going to get worse before it gets better.
And I agree with that. You can just tell by the way she answers questions that how uncomfortable she is, the whole thing, and that she can feel them pulling the party way, way, way off to the left and making members answer questions they don't really want to answer because they don't want to make up a portion of their district mad at them by not being liberal enough. And she's basically saying she wants to run. She wants people to run against these folks because they're too moderate, particularly if they vote with Donald Trump. That's a fool's errand. But go right on ahead. I appreciate her having a D by her name, and she's just making the whole group look bad. Is what it really gets down to. I forgot Christian Welker was talking about the Mueller report, and White House staff are a little nervous.
In fact, Mr. Trump's outside lawyers have president and his top advisors are bracing for Thursday's release of the Mueller report.
Bracing.
In fact, Mr. Trump's outside lawyers have been huddling to map out their response plans. It comes as some of the more than one dozen current and former officials who cooperated with Mueller are expressing concerns that the release could expose them as the source of damaging information about the president. One person close to the White House even saying there is a breakdown level anxiety among some current and former staffers. Another former official telling NBC News the million-dollar question is just how much of the report will be redacted. The other key focus, what will the report say about the issue of obstruction? Now, of course, you'll recall when Attorney General Bill Barr released his four-page summary of the Mueller report last month, he said there was not enough evidence to charge the president with obstruction, but Mueller himself didn't make a determination about whether the president had obstructed justice. Separately, Barr was sharply criticized by Democrats for testifying last week that he believes U.S. intelligence officials spied on the Trump campaign. All of that fueling Democrats' demands to see the full unredacted report. For his part, President Trump has declared total exoneration. We'll be watching closely.
Again, I just have a funny feeling there's going to be something sneaky in this report that's going to really surprise some Democrats here.
Yes, yes.
It just kind of feels that way. It seems they're kind of walking into the knife, as they would say. Excuse me.
Well, good riddance, let them.
Well, wouldn't it be, if there's something really explosive in there, wouldn't that be interesting if it's explosive against the Democrats? Their whole notion of releasing on Thursday before Good Friday, and on Monday, Thursday, that, what are they going to say then? Gosh, the world didn't get enough out there to find out what all was happening here then, and what Barr was really looking into. Excuse me. Let me go back to Bernie Sanders in the town hall meeting. This is the second part of this, the first segment. Again, this was a fascinating event for Bernie to do. I think it was smart to do it. I agree with Byron York on that. He's talking to some people that he normally would not talk to. But I look at it of how is he coming across with this thing. And I'm not sure that he's necessarily serving himself well. And if I'm his opponent, I'm going to study this tape and look at how he answers questions, and I'm going to trip him up on it because he's got plenty of trip-up room here. Let's listen in.
All right, Senator, we want to get back to audience questions. I do want to say that
We understand, and we're very grateful that you're here. We are giving you an hour of substance and talk on our airwaves so we can get over the Fox thing, if you're all right with that. Okay. Brian is a city councilman here in Bethlehem. Brian, what's your question?
Senator Sanders, as a
where's Brian? Okay.
And as a member of Bethlehem City Council, welcome to Christmas City. My question is, as a lifetime Kennedy Democrat, more specifically center left, my concern is that President Trump has so inflamed the Democratic base that we will shift too far left and overreach like the Republicans did with the Tea Party in 2010. What are your thoughts on that?
Good question. And look, this is what I say every day. I disagree with Donald Trump on virtually every issue, and I talk about it. And I'll tell you what upsets me, but I'll tell you what upsets me the most, and I'm going to answer your question, is that whether you're conservative or moderate or progressive, I don't think the American people are proud that we have a president who is a pathological liar. And I was just, and I say that, you know, it does not give me pleasure to say that. All right, I disagreed with George W. Bush on almost everything. Bush was not a pathological liar. Trump cannot even tell the truth, even as to where his father was born. It's really that crazy. His father was born in New York. He claims he was born in Germany. But if you can't even tell the truth about where your father was born, it's hard to believe anything that he says. But to answer your question, look, if we spend all of our time attacking Trump, you know what? Democrats are going to lose. All right? Our job is to lay out a vision that makes sense to the working families of this country. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do. Over a four-year period, and the video that you showed earlier, I think, captured that, we raised issues 4 years ago, which were thought to be extreme and a little bit out there, but today they're accepted by the American people. So I think you talk to the people of Bethlehem and Burlington, Vermont, you say, what's on your mind? Well, you know what? Among other things, if you work 40 hours a week, people don't want to live in poverty. We've got to raise that minimum wage to a living wage. In my state of Vermont and all over this country, we've got an infrastructure that is falling about. Roads and bridges and water systems, wastewater. But we can put 15 million people back to work with a $1 trillion investment. Think that makes sense to people? So I agree with you. All right. I mean, I think Trump is a dangerous president. But if all we do is focus on him, we lose. Our job is to develop an agenda that speaks to the needs of workers. When we do that, we're going to win, and win big.
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, welcome to the Demo Show.
Hey, thank you. Just a couple quick comments, and I'll listen and get your reply. I think first, I listened to the interview. I listened to most of it, but I think they did a horrible job. They let him off the hook time and time again. On the clip you just played about minimum wage, they didn't bring up that minimum wage is not a living wage. Minimum wage is a starting job that you go somewhere in high school or college to get your next job. They also did not press him near hard enough on how he was going to pay for free college tuition, for free health care and all that. And then my third point, too, is he realized about 10 minutes into that interview, and when they started talking about Medicaid, they let him go on for 5 minutes about that because he was just killing time, because he was looking at the clock, counting down, how many more of these can I take and how many more I can answer. And I would like your thoughts on that. Thanks.
Thank you. And I agree with you. I think they were in kind of a situation. Did you notice how he challenged them about Fox? He says, you asked them about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he really put Fox on the spot, and that's why Brad Baer said, if we can come to an agreement that you're not going to, you know, we would like you being on here, but, you know, we're asking questions. He, the thing on the minimum wage being $15 an hour is not the people at $7.35 an hour that get affected by that. It's people at $12 an hour that are going to get affected, because you're going to have to take somebody at $12 an hour and pay them $15 an hour, and you have to decide, am I going to do that? Am I going to spend 25% more on this person? Is it going to be worth it? Or am I going to find another way of doing this? Automation or some other way. And it just destroys jobs, absolutely destroys jobs. And then it takes people who now they don't have a job, So, and the people will tell you they would rather have a job at that pay than not have a job at all. But I do agree on the Medicaid. They did not challenge him enough on that. They tried to on the Vermont plan. They let him skate too much. They didn't come up with some wrong numbers for him to try to digest. I promise you one thing. The Democrat opponents that he has will come up with some stuff, particularly on Vermont and Vermont's plan, because it's falling apart. Let's listen to the next part of this.
Senator, it looks like, nobody knows for sure, but it looks like Vice President Joe Biden is likely to get into the race. Are you worried that the DNC, if that, you know, he would be a strong establishment candidate, he's obviously been around for a long time, are you worried that the DNC might put its finger on the scale again the way that they did to you back in 2016 with Hillary Clinton?
Well, you're right. We went through that in 2016. Yeah. And I think we have come a long way since then. So we speak to the DNC every week. And I think the process will be fair. One of the important changes that we made, and we won, is, as you will recall, both of you recall, in the last time around, in 2016, Secretary Clinton had 500 superdelegates lined up behind her before the first vote was cast in Iowa. And that seemed to me pretty dumb and unfair. Well, that process has been changed, and I think that works well for everybody.
But let me ask you, just because now the process is that in the next round, the superdelegates would come into play. And with so many candidates on the Democratic side, it's possible that somebody doesn't get 50%. Yep. Yep. Are you concerned about it? Are you talking to the DNC about that?
That's what the rule is. I mean, that's where we are right now. But you're right. I would hope that the Democratic Party understands what they did some years ago. And that is what we want to hear from is not political insiders and campaign contributors. You want to hear from ordinary people in Iowa and Pennsylvania, and they should determine who the next Democratic nominee will be.
Now, what he's talking about there is the what she was saying is they still have superdelegates, but the superdelegates do not come into play until the second round of voting. So if someone does not have 50% of the vote, which I don't think they will, then the superdelegates weigh in, and you've got a bunch of candidates who are running who are superdelegates, such as Kamala Harris, or such as Cory Booker, such as Bernie Sanders. And it's going to be interesting to see what type of deal trading goes along with that. The guy who's going to be the biggest loser out of that is probably going to be Joe Biden. Let's go to the phones and go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hola.
Hola, my friend.
Hey, I wanted to ask your opinion, Dan, about the minimum wage, living wage. I don't believe those are two in the same thing like that. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, they start wanting to bump up minimum wage jobs at $15 an hour down. I'm 45 years old, been working my whole life since I was a teenager. And that I make $15.50 an hour as skilled labor. Painting. I believe what has happened to me, I used to do automotive painting. I've done contract painting. And as these wages have gone up, we've had immigrants come in and other things like that come in. Being an automotive painter in Atlanta in the 90s was paying $100,000 a year. You're not going to make that anywhere now. I had a guy try to offer me a job for $11 an hour to paint, do industrial painting. It's not worth my time to do that. I think they're devaluing the labor force to a point where you're going to lose some actual trade skills. You're going to lose quality. You're going to lose the people that can do it at a certain price point. They're going to find something else to do.
Are you still doing that?
Right now, yes, sir. But I just left the... I just left Trenum. I'm enrolling in a CDL class. I'm gonna hang my paint guns up, and I'm gonna start driving a truck.
Interesting. Are you the Eric that I know that was in the body paint business?
Yes, sir.
Oh, how you been, buddy?
There's another Eric. You don't know me, but I know who you're talking about. I'm not that guy.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
So you're getting into the truck driving business?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me tell you, you guys are in high demand right now.
That's according to the research I've done and the people I know that do it for a living. That's where you're in high demand and you can make decent money.
Are you going to do long haul?
Yes, sir. Starting out, I am. I'm going to do whatever it takes to to make what I need to make so I get comfortable.
Yeah. Well, take care of the one thing that you have to do. I have truck driver clients of mine. Your health is very important. They tell me that driving a truck is one of the most unhealthy things that you can do because you're sitting all the time, the food that you eat, and you're not getting any exercise. And it's there are really some health issues now that truckers are being confronted with.
Yes, sir. It's good information, something to consider. But thank you, Dan. I just wanted to put that out there. What do you think about the devaluing the trades?
Well, the people that are the highest paid folks are people that are licensed, certified, or registered.
Yep.
And so it's not necessarily a college education. Are you certified in a particular field, such as an auto mechanic, say, take for example? If you have that certification, you have value to that automotive company or that franchise, and they're willing to pay for it because they're going to get paid for the work that you're going to do. But those are the type of people that they're looking for. I think the people do devalue it by just saying, I can do it, and they really can't do it. But you have to have that certification, just like you have to have your long-haul trucker's license for it. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show will be back after this quick break.
Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about 6 other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Afternoon, I'm going to be enjoying my deck.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because I had Mosquito Shield spray it last week, and I've been out there every single afternoon. all during the weekend, yesterday, taking pictures, sending them to people, telling them I'm enjoying a Corona on my deck. And Mosquito Shield makes it so nice out there because I'm not dealing with those pesky mosquitoes. Now, Levon has got a $29.95 special on for Damn Our Show listeners and first-time customers for Mosquito Shield. $29.95 for your first application. You will love it. I'm going to give you a telephone number. Get ready to copy. Levon Russell is his name. Killing Mosquitoes is his game. 334-513-2940. 513-2940. Levon Mosquito Shield. If you like outdoors, you will love Mosquito Shield. You know, off when we were on break there, I want to make sure that the audience clearly understands something, that when I'm talking about college and things, you need to really think differently about your education and your job and what you're doing. Businesses are so easy to start up now, and you can be working at a job and starting a business and transition from a job to that business. But people, the highest paid people, are certified, registered, or licensed. So when you look at real estate brokers, for example, that is a licensing thing. You have to go take a course for it. You do not have to have a college degree. You don't have to have a college degree to be a stockbroker, for example. You have to take a very extensive exam, and you have to study like crazy for it. But you need to think differently about what you're going to do. You do not need a four-year degree in today's world. What you need is the ability to have your talent and apply it towards a job and make some money for somebody else, and then you're going to make plenty of money yourself. But there are all sorts of opportunities. We're in the kind of the golden age of business startup and things. I have probably just since this year alone have helped six businesses get started. That's a lot.
Yes.
For only being in the middle of the fourth month of the year. And it can be everything from making bath bombs to just finding things that you're really good at doing. One person started a business at just getting somebody's house organized, and she's making good money doing it. She charges a very reasonable fee. She helps them. She has a cleaning component to it, but helps them get their closets organized and their home organized. And she's making some really good money.
Well, and people, and Trump ran on this. I think there are a lot of people that are like, what happened to manufacturing jobs? I've been mentioning this on air a few times, but I ran across an amazing statistic. The year that the service economy overtook the industrial economy and always has been ahead, wasn't the early 1900s, wasn't the 1950s, it was 1840. Now, obviously, back then, agriculture was the dominant employer of people. But the service economy now accounts for 80% of our employment, and manufacturing has, you know, diminished some because of foreign trade and competition, but also just technology and productivity gains. Just takes less people to do things. Dan and I have talked about this a lot with, like, his job. I mean, it doesn't take as many people to do what you do anymore.
Oh, yeah. No, my job used to be an office full of people.
Yeah.
You had to have all the support personnel to do financial planning, and you have back office for stock trades and note-taking and things like that. All that's gone.
So if you can,
it's me and a computer.
If you can find a niche in the service economy, and I brought this up because the examples you just gave, it's a niche in the service economy, that you're providing some little basic good or a service to people, and there's so many different things out there, maybe things people haven't even thought of yet. That's the whole point of entrepreneurship and starting a small business.
Absolutely, and the digital world is it. If you have a, for example, I had somebody who went in and got their Microsoft Wordsmith programming license and went into the $30,000 world quickly. From that, has opened up their own business and is doing digital work for people and is making, it has their own business, sets their own time, is in the high 30s now. That's pretty darn good.
It is.
That's when we have to get going. By taking the philosophy, you just need to be licensed, certified, or registered instead of going to college. This person was having a hard time in college. Their mom and dad talked to me and said, would you talk to our son? And was, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he basically, kind of like you, he said, I'm bored to tears.
Yes.
I can't make good grades because I'm falling asleep because this is the stupidest stuff I've ever heard in my life. And I know I don't need it, so I don't listen to it.
Right.
And he was really good at computers. We got on the computer. We looked up the Microsoft course. And suggested it to his parents, went and did it, in a matter of 6 weeks, did it all online, turned in all this thing, had an interior designer do the exact same thing, yeah. Matter of fact, did everything online. She was really struggling, and she had a talent for it, and now she's at a local furniture store as a interior designer, making the commissions on the furniture, but then she's doing interior design here in Montgomery by putting things together that come from that store plus other stores.
That's fantastic.
And she is making great money. I'm talking about going in the low 30s up into the 50s now. Oh, and it only costs $1,600 to get the degree.
Well, and the certification. I don't think this is actually true of the American people in the middle class, but the way they paint the working, the forgotten people, or the way, you know,
the working man.
The working man. When did it become like a bunch of can't-do, crybaby Americans? I don't think the middle class is that way, but the way that their voice is championed so often by the media and the political class seems to be that way. I don't like being talked to in that tone of voice. Yeah. Like, poor little Joey.
It's like they're trying to do Allentown, song type thing.
And it's just, talk about minimum wage workers. It's 2% of the population.
Yeah.
Which is a sizable number, I won't deny, but who are that
2%? But it's the entry folks that
are
there.
Yes, exactly. It's mostly kids. It would be even more kids if the wage was lower, because people could afford to pay some kid who doesn't know anything.
And the difficulty that happens out there reading these reports is you'll have somebody that's at McDonald's earning $8 an hour, but they have a baby. And they're kind of trying to make that work with a baby. And the thing is, you shouldn't have had the baby when you were 18 and making $8 an hour. That's what the problem is. News 93.1, Dan Mar Show. Lori, coming back to you right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better. Got a problem? Who do you call? If it's electrical, we do it all. We'll be there for you anytime, day or night, and we'll get it done.
Fox News Radio, I'm Roger Stern. French President Emmanuel Macron speaking through a translator, promising to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral after yesterday's devastating fire.
We will build the Cathedral of Notre Dame even more beautiful. And I want for this to be done within the next 5 years.
Meanwhile, donations are pouring in from wealthy business leaders for the project. The spire and roof of the 900-year-old cathedral was destroyed. The structure is said to be intact. The White House is sticking by two controversial nominees to the Federal Reserve. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow making that announcement.
Stephen Moore is in the process. We support him. We support Herman Cain. We'll just let things play out in the vetting.
At least four Republican senators oppose Cain, and that's enough to sink his nomination. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a couple of more days of some pretty decent weather before the next storm system arrives. Today, sunshine and warmer with a high temperature up around 80. Just about a perfect day. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow, a warmer day with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Partial sunshine. Then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms become likely especially by later on in the afternoon, Thursday evening, Thursday night. And some of the storms become severe with damaging wind gusts, the threat of hail, and the risk of tornadoes as well. Our weather app's going to come in very handy again. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
Okay, we still have Lori, but we lost Carrie.
Indeed.
Carrie, why'd you leave me? Lori, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey.
How are you today, Lori?
I am wonderful on this beautiful day.
It is gorgeous. You're talking to two guys in an attic, though.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But as soon as I get out of here at 3, I'm heading home. I'm going to be sitting out on my deck.
All right. Well, y'all are talking about something that's near and dear to my heart.
Let's hear your take on everything.
Well, I am now working on my second associate degree. I got my first associate degree in nursing in 1987 and spent 30 years doing that. And I'm now in culinary school at Trinham with my youngest son, and we're getting our culinary degree.
Excellent. So are you going to work for a restaurant or are you going to open one?
I do cakes and pastries. I believe you've had some of those before. Cheesecakes. When Garrett was there. My husband is also a instructor out at Trinham.
Of course.
One of the things that we have found is that the school counselors are hesitant to try to show them the 2-year degree. They seem to be biased toward the 4-year degree. But my husband gets calls almost every week from Montgomery area businesses looking for students with his skills starting at $15 to $20 an hour.
Yeah, particularly in the CAD-CAM world.
Absolutely. But yeah, you would think that his door would be knocked down on a regular basis with people trying to get these jobs, but the high schools are just not showing them those options. And it's really kind of sad because, you know, they're going to go to school 2 years longer, they're going to get further in debt, and they're going to get out of college and not have a good job when they get through.
Exactly.
You know, for a lot of them.
The way that they sell this, that you have to get a good job, you have to have a college education, is not true.
No, it's not. Particularly in nursing, too, because you take the same state board as a 2-year degree nurse as you do as a 4-year degree nurse.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make any more money for those extra tens of thousands of dollars you spend to get the 4-year degree.
So tell me what you're going to do with your culinary degree. And by the way, that's a new art form that's out there that's in high demand.
Oh, yes. I love it. You know, I have raised 4 boys. I've been feeding crowds for a long time. yeah, I do desserts. I do cakes, custom cakes and desserts just out of my home. And I just hope to expand on that a little bit as these sons are leaving the household.
Well, let me tell you something that I had someone that had your talent. They did not get a culinary degree. It was a natural talent that they taught themselves. And what we did is put her into the consignment bakery business. And what she did is she went to a church and rented their church kitchen out once a week. And she would make things and take it around to different vendors and give it to them on consignment, and then she'd come back on Monday and see how much they sold, and she would get paid, and then redo her order and get it done from that Wednesday, Thursday time in the kitchen.
Wow, that's a great idea.
She actually got bought out by a local caterer here, and she is their pastry chef, their dessert chef for them. But she's,
pastry chef is they're really few and far between in Alabama. There's a lot of opportunity, especially for a younger person who wanted, you needed that regular income. If you got a pastry chef degree, you know, they're going to be beating your door down to hire you.
There you go.
So that's a great idea. We also thought of maybe a dessert food truck, because what could be better than a mobile cheesecake van, right?
There you go. Well, here's another thing that we added into is she started getting clients from businesses, and what they would do is they would call her and say, we want you to send a basket over to this client over here. And she would have all these baskets that she would buy on sale, and then she'd put together a basket for them and deliver it over to whoever they wanted it sent to. She did really well with that.
Now, that's a great idea. And I got 25 different cheesecakes, so I probably have something for anyone.
Something for everybody.
Yes. Yes, but I do think they need to investigate, especially our women in that are in my stage of life. Your children are grown, and now you're wondering what to do with yourself. Getting a two-year degree is just a great way to explore those options.
Absolutely. And you have a lot of people who retire from government, whether military, state, or federal, and going back and getting that degree and then applying, because since you have an underpinning of your retirement, it is so much easier to start a business.
Oh, yes. And this is just, you know, the multiple streams of income is where it's at. It's going to have to be for our kids, unfortunately, because having a 30-hour-a-week job is just not enough. And there aren't that many 40-hour-a-week jobs out there.
Lori, thanks for the telephone call. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good call there. Let's continue on with our Bernie son.
Hi, Senator. Thank you so much for being here. My question is, why do you believe that the government can provide better health care than the private sector? And why should people who like their plans be forced to switch?
Okay. First of all, let's be clear what we mean by Medicare for All, okay? Medicare is a government-run program for seniors, which is widely popular and quite effective. In 1965, when Lyndon Johnson passed that bill, it was called by some Republicans socialism and everything else, but you go to the average senior and you say, how do you feel about Medicare? And they will tell you that they will oppose any Republican effort to cut Medicare. And by the way, in Trump's budget, he has proposed an $845 billion cut over a 10-year period to Medicare, which seniors don't want. So to answer your question, we are not talking about government-run healthcare. The Veterans Administration, and most veterans think that that's a pretty good healthcare system. Talk to the American Legion or the VFW. They strongly defend the veterans' healthcare. That's government-run. What we are talking about is simply a single-payer insurance program, which means that you will have a card which says Medicare on it. You'll go to any doctor that you want. You'll go to any hospital that you want. And by the way, millions of people today are in networks which prevent them from doing this. So this gives you freedom of choice with regard to the doctors you go to or the hospitals you go to. But here is the main point when we talk about healthcare. Currently, right now, we got 30 million people, zero health insurance, and many of you and tens of millions of Americans are underinsured with high deductibles and copayments. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So what happens is there are estimates that some 30,000 Americans die every single year because they don't go to the doctor when they should. All right. Meanwhile, we pay the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. One out of five Americans are getting ripped off by the drug companies who make billions in profits while charging us the highest prices in the world. And on top of all of that, we spend twice as much per capita on healthcare as do the people of any other nation. So the question that I throw back to you, do you think it makes sense to spend twice as much per capita as the people of any other nation and be the only country in the world not to guarantee healthcare to all people?
Hey, boy, I tell you what, the way he uses numbers and the $30 million, that's $30 million that decided not to get insurance, by the way. He didn't get thrown off. They decided not to get it, particularly after they took the penalty off. Let's go to the phones and go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, he don't tell you how much it's going to even make it double, triple, and quadruple, you know what I mean, if you start giving everybody health care. But I want to go back to what you were talking about earlier about two-year degrees. Don't want folks, you know, to get too far. You just go out there and get a two-year degree, and it's the, you know what I mean, you automatically going to make money. You're going to automatically get a job, because there was a military guy who called in on a different show on Blue Water that said, you know, he traveled the world. You know, he was a Marine, and he got a degree, and the degree done no good because he didn't research what he was going after. He just did something just because it was there and it was opportune time. Well, you got to figure out, people, you know, you got to know what you want to do. I mean, in the fullness of time, I mean, you got to make your plan your plan. I mean, you can't just say, all right, let me go do, you know, just hope it falls in my lap, because I'm the Blue Water put that in my eyes. It ain't going to fall in your lap. So, you know what I mean?
Amen to that, Randall. Let me tell you something. This is something we say at American Express, Ameriprise, is you must have direction and you must have purpose. If you have direction and purpose, then you're going to be able to sort through where you need to be. You want to find out what your gifts are and what you're passionate about, but you must have direction and purpose.
Yes, sir. But anyway, I just want to throw that in. And Bernie, he knew. I wish he don't talk about the numbers. How you know? He just throws it out like you said. And I just can't wait till he gets squashed like a little bug. Anyway, all right, but we'll see y'all, brothers.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate you. Yes. Let me go to a break. Bud, coming back to you. Dan Morris Show. Be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'd be remiss if I did not mention that it's a better buy at Brubaker. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Ricker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. You've heard the ads. Dick is selling trucks and taking a ton of money off. Go by and see him. Private location or Eastern Bypass. You know what? It's a better buy at Brubaker. Go by and see them. Tell them thank you for being a sponsor of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our friend Bud. Bud, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, Dan. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Where are you located today?
Well, I'm in Destin right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Drive your truck down to the beach and sit out for a little while.
Park a 53-foot trailer there on the beach. Me and my, I guess I could put 70 friends in the trailer. I don't know.
Of your closest friend.
Yes, absolutely. No, listening to Bernie with health care and everything like that, you know, when Obama was doing Obamacare, they held South Korea up as the role model for single payer, et cetera. And I guess I had the misfortune of their health care when I was over there. You know, there's a couple of things we have to understand how we are different than any other nation, pretty much. You know, in South Korea, if you made $1, you paid 16% in income tax. There was none of this 50 million people like in America. They pay no income tax and they get money back. So minimum 16% right off the bat. Then there was a 9% VAT tax for every single purchase that was made there. That went strictly also for the Medicare system, we'll call it Medicare system that they had. Then you also had to actually have, before you ever had any kind of procedure, you were told what your dollar amount would be. And you had to go down there and feed the kiosk and pay for your medical procedure before you ever did it. So there, you know, Bernie says, we'll have no deductibles. You'll never pay anything. Nothing. We'll just have an increase in tax. Can you imagine what kind of income tax, what kind of flat tax, what kind of any kind of tax that would need to be that you're going to pay for health care for everybody?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the thing is, Medicare has a supplement to it. One, you're paying a premium amount every single month. It's $115. Then if you want to the full coverage, you have to go buy a supplement. Mine's right at $120. So my combined payment is $235 a month. Now, that's cheaper than what I was paying, but I've been paying into the system for, 50 years?
We got to get some payback somehow. You know, then on top of that, the quality of medical care over there was horrendous. I mean, I had to go to the emergency room and get some units of blood. I mean, there was a 1950s era iron lung within spitting distance of me chugging away. You know, in the emergency room,
man,
there were four nurses for about 50 of us. You know, when they came and took blood from me, they never used gloves. They didn't have a sharps container. I watched spiders catching flies in the spider web directly above my head at the fluorescent lights.
Mm. Wow.
And this was at Ulsan University Hospital, one of the most premier hospitals that there was over there. I hate to see what, you know, mom and pops over in the country would be.
Yeah, there's a real problem there when you get into the regional and rural delivery systems. That's where things are really falling apart.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan. You have a blessed day, sir.
Thank you, Bud. Good talking to you again. Let's see if we can fit another one in here. Bernie.
This audience has a lot of Democrats in it. It has Republicans, independents, Democratic socialists, conservatives. I want to ask the audience a question. If you could raise your hand here, a show of hands of how many people get their insurance from work, private insurance, right now. How many get it from private insurance? Okay. Now,
a bunch of people raise their hand.
How many are willing to transition to what the senator says, a government-run system? There's 180 million people on private insurance.
All right, let's deal with that, Brett.
And
fair
they,
question.
They would be lost, right? System.
Fair
okay.
question.
Okay.
Good question.
Good, thank
and
you.
I know it's what the right wing throws out, so let me answer it, all right?
Right wing throws out?
Millions of people every single year lose their health insurance. You know why? They get fired or they quit and they go to another employer. I was the mayor for 8 years. You know what I did, what probably every mayor in America does, is you look around for the best insurance program, the most cost-effective insurance. You change insurance. Every year, millions of workers wake up in the morning and their employer has changed the insurance that they have. Maybe they like the doctors. People are nodding their heads. Okay, So this is not new every year. Now, what we're talking about actually is stability. That when you have a Medicare for all, it is there now and it will be there in the future.
Senator, let me ask you a question about Vermont. Because Vermont
Listen to this.
Tried to have a single payer program. And in 2014, the Democratic governor abandoned it because he had to raise income taxes, had to raise payroll taxes. And the people of Vermont didn't want their taxes to go up.
No, it's not quite true.
And they abandoned the program. So if
you're getting
Vermont,
into internal Vermont politics, of which I know a little bit.
Well, I'm sure you
so
do.
I don't want to be here. All right, the governor did a rather poor job. But I think if you look at polling, especially among Democrats, as I'm sure you have, you tell me. Strong majority of Democrats and more than a few Republicans want to see a Medicare for all program. What the opponents, let's be clear about this, Martha.
No, sir, he didn't answer the Vermont question.
With health care, which is, what is it, 18% of our GDP? I mean, we're talking about $3.5 trillion a year. And you have insurance companies that make billions and billions of dollars in profit. Let me give you an example, if I might, of the dysfunctionality of the current health care system. Recently, Aetna merged with CVS, you may recall that, big merger, which in my view will drive healthcare costs up. The gentleman who was head of Aetna's, named Mr. Bertolini, you know what he got for putting together that merger? He got a $500 million bonus. Do you think that's how we should spend healthcare dollars?
Those are private dollars. Those are company. Those are corporate dollars that they were spent, not healthcare dollars. Did you notice how he did not answer the Vermont question?
Of course not.
You look at the Vermont issue. They couldn't afford it. People were just bitching about the fact that I've got healthcare, but my taxes are so high because the government was so inefficient. They tried to run it like an state employee's healthcare system, and you can't do that. There's not a scale of accountability of economics with that. Let's go to K-Mac. K-Mac, welcome on board.
Hey, guys. If I can kind of reverse gears and go back to when we were talking about jobs earlier.
Please.
I actually run a website, and I found that both Facebook and Google have free courses that you can take online to get your certification to sell ads and help businesses navigate through those technologies,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty awesome for free. There's literally nothing but time invested in it.
Yeah, and you're right. Yeah. They do that. And Apple is doing class certification for high schools where people can learn how to do coding, and they're giving that program free to school systems.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff, but you can't beat it for free and makes you a much, much more valuable employee.
How is your digital world doing?
You know, it's all right. It's kind of a part-time gig, but I'm still making money through Google, and people are visiting the website, so that's great. That's the main thing.
Well, I may need to talk to you and get you involved in my digital world here.
Yeah, always. I do a little website for sharks and actually made it onto Shark Week last year, which was an amazing feat, if I do myself.
I appreciate you calling, K-Mac. Go to my website, damoshow.com. Take a look at it. You can send me a message through there. If you're like, Joey, great. I want to thank you for a great show,
good
my
show.
Friend.